This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When you go back to the speech, you know, people have talked about if it was divisive. It wasn't divisive.
Let's take a closer look, shall we?
MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans quote a clear and present danger. MAGA forces are determined. Take this country backwards.
I don't think you like me. And you know what?
I like everybody. I'm a people person. I like everybody.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The governors of Texas and Arizona have turned us into a border town.
It's never fun to get a taste of your own medicine.
I hear a lot of people chirping about Florida from, like, California. They're so worried about Florida, they can't even keep the power on in California.
Boom. Roasted.
I'm Ron DeSantis.
And we'll leave the light on for you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. One of the websites I go to every morning is powerlineblog.com, and there was a great piece today, a posting by John Hinderocker, one of the principals of powerlineblog.com, about what's happening in Europe. And I don't mean the death of Queen Elizabeth. I am talking about the fact that as the days grow shorter, the continent is preparing for a long and a cold winter because Russia has shut off the natural gas pipeline, the Nord Stream pipeline, as KJP calls it. And John Hinderocker had a great column about it today. And the amazing thing is, what really caught my eye is that European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has called for the implementation of mandatory energy rationing throughout the European Union during peak hours in order to, quote, flatten the curve. Flatten the curve. That's a familiar phrase, isn't it, John Hinderocker?
Howie, when I hear the words flatten the curve, I want to turn around and flee. I mean, we've seen this movie before. It doesn't end well. But yeah, Howie, I mean, a number of European countries, including France and Germany and Italy, have proposals for mandatory rationing of energy through the winter. You've probably seen the chart that shows Google searches for the German word that means firewood. And it goes along year by year, and there's, like, you know, marginal searches for, and all of a sudden, whoop, the line goes straight up as the Germans are trying to figure out how to keep themselves warm.
You know, and this flatten the curve on energy consumption comes on the eve, just after Glenn Grunwald had a really interesting series of tweets saying that the deep state, our overlords have created a series of crises to diminish our freedoms ever more. And this is obviously the latest crisis. And it's all about the war in Ukraine.
Well, it's the latest crisis, and it's partly about the war in Ukraine, but it's more, I think, about terrible energy policies that the Europeans have been following for years. You know, they've fallen for this green nonsense, hook, line, and sinker. They have not developed petroleum resources. In some cases, they have needlessly shut down nuclear power plants, and instead, they just signed their souls over to the Russians. And, it's an incredibly stupid thing to do, and they're now paying the price. But, you know, one of the things I talked about, Howie, is in Switzerland, and I always think of Switzerland.
This was crazy. You're not going to believe what John Hinderocker is about to tell you. I am stunned by William Tell is turning over in his grave, I'll tell you. What are they going to do?
They've got a proposal to make it a crime to heat buildings to more than 66.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, just think about that. That's pretty cold. If this proposal goes through, it'll be a crime to heat a building to more than 66.2 degrees Fahrenheit, punishable by up to 3 years in prison.
You know, I remember when Jimmy Carter told everybody to wear sweaters, and people were outraged, including me, by that. And now they want to throw you in jail for turning up your thermostat?
Hey, man, Jimmy Carter was the good old days. You know, I did a different post, Howie, just a couple of days ago on a related subject. But to your point about how our governments keep creating crises and then using them to take away our freedoms, in Colorado, 22,000 Xcel Energy customers had control of their thermostats taken away from them. They had a hot spell in Colorado, and 22,000 people went to turn their thermostats to turn up the air conditioning and found that they couldn't do it. They had been locked out of the thermostats in their own homes. And these are people who have subscribed to a voluntary program of energy conservation that Xcel Energy does, and they save $100 a year by being part of this voluntary conservation program. But apparently, none of them read the fine print, and they were all stunned to find out that the utility can, in fact, take control over their thermostat and put it where the utility wants it, not where they want it. I mean, this is really scary stuff.
So in Colorado, 22,000 virtue-signaling Biden voters had to go next door and meet their deplorable MAGA neighbors to stay cool.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And you know what the real tragedy is, Howard? The real tragedy is we've got the example of Europe in front of us. One of the things you're hearing about a lot in the world of energy is what they call demand-side management. Mm-hmm. Historically, people needed energy. They would put gas in their cars, they would heat their homes, they would cool their homes, they would turn the light switch on. You know, people consumed energy and they would pay for it. You know, it's not free, but they would pay for it. And the job of the utilities, and to the extent the government had any involvement, the job of the government is to make sure there's enough there to meet the people's needs. Well, that's being turned around by liberals. They're not interested in providing enough energy, whether it's electricity, gasoline, or you name it, to meet your needs. What they're interested in doing is driving down your ability to access energy.
You know, this hysteria. I mean, all these people are green in Europe, right? You'd think they would be happy with the prospect of they're not going to be warming the planet. They're not going to be killing polar bears and penguins this winter, right? Because they're going to have no energy. So they would. This is a positive. If you if you're a follower of Greta von Thunberg.
Yeah, and of course, when the rubber hits the road, when you got to pay $4.50 a gallon for gasoline, or when you can't heat your house, all of a sudden the green stuff goes right out the window, and people, you know, they got to have energy. And what's really tragic, Howie, is here we are in the U.S. We have more petroleum than anybody else in the world, bar none, more than Russia, more than Saudi Arabia. We've got the most. We have ample energy right here for our needs. And our administration, the Biden administration, is following Europe down this path of not being able to heat houses and keep the lights on. I mean, it is completely needless, and I'm afraid it's going to be tragic.
They have a new prime minister in Britain, Liz Truss, and I guess the first thing she did was she lifted the ban imposed by her nutty predecessor, Boris Johnson, on fracking in the UK. I mean, we need to get a new president in to do the same thing here in the U.S.,
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, for those who never learned the law of supply and demand, right? And apparently there's a lot of our friends on the left who missed that day in the economics class. If you want prices to come down, what you need is more supply. And that's not hard to figure out. If gasoline costs, you know, $4.50 a gallon, you need more gasoline. And yet the left doesn't see it that way. The left looks at it. Remember the Obama Secretary of Energy who said, we need to get gas prices in the U.S. up to where they are in Europe, which at the time was about $7 a gallon. Well, that became kind of a scandal, but the fact is that's what the left wants. They want the price of gas so high that you can't afford to drive your car. They want the price of electricity so
right.
high that you know you gotta cut back on your electricity use.
Yeah, one of Charlie Baker's aides was fired for saying that we have to put the screw to the people across the street. That's what he said. Put the screws to them. And you know now the European Union, because they're backing this this ridiculous war in Ukraine, they're gonna have to rely on the U.S. The U.S. is gonna bail them out with LNG, liquefied natural gas. Guess what, John? You know this. 43% of U.S. households use LNG for home heating, and Biden is cutting down any kind of oil and gas leasing on federal lands. He's shut down the Keystone Pipeline. I mean, so this is going to drive up the already skyrocketing price of natural gas even further because we're sending it to Europe to subsidize their mad adventure against the Russians. I mean, this is insanity across the board, isn't it?
Yeah, these are global commodities, and that's what's going to happen to prices in the U.S. But you know what's even worse than all of that, Howie, is what is our administration trying to do? They are trying to switch us over from a petroleum-based economy to a wind and solar energy-based economy. Now, as dumb as it was for the Europeans to rely on Russia, a geopolitical adversary, for 40% of their natural gas, we're talking about relying on China for something like 80% of the minerals and the solar panels and the wind turbines that you would need if you seriously want to have a wind and solar economy. Now, it's really stupid on many levels. It's unreliable. It's ridiculously expensive. It's not going to happen. But what the Biden administration is talking about doing is putting our lives, our economy, but really our lives, in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. That's even stupider than what the Europeans did.
And you also had another piece, I guess, yesterday about how the natural minerals that are going to be needed to produce these batteries. For instance, I think copper, we would use more copper in the next 20 years than has been mined throughout the entire course of human history in just 20 years.
You know, I put up a YouTube video, and different people have done different calculations, but I put up this YouTube video and also some screenshots from it. And if you were serious about trying to power the world on wind turbines and solar panels and batteries and transmission lines, do the math. Do the math on the vast quantities of materials. And the reason is these are low-intensity sources. I mean, these gigantic wind turbines hardly produce any electricity.
But they kill birds.
More electricity out of one nuclear power plant than you can out of thousands and thousands of wind turbines. And they're huge, and they take enormous amounts of all of these minerals. There's not enough of those minerals in the world to bring about this alleged green revolution.
Paging AOC. John Hinderocker, thanks for being with us. It's always great to talk to you. And again, go to powerlineblog.com. It's one of the great sites there is on the internet. Thank you, John Hinderocker. With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. This fall, HelloFresh has my back. They handle the meal prepping and planning, and their pre-portioned ingredients make cooking easy and stress-free. You order from HelloFresh, and the next week your box arrives right at your front door or in your driveway outside your house, and everything is there. You don't have to go to the store, and you don't have to worry about anything, and it's cheaper than ordering out. My meals always taste deliciously fresh because their ingredients travel from the farm to my fridge in under 7 days. Even faster than at the grocery store. Just because summer is coming to an end doesn't mean the fun has to end too. HelloFresh now has family-friendly baking kits featuring make-your-own sweets that the entire family can get into. It's great for the weekend. Patrice just recently had onion crunch chicken. Two chicken breasts brushed with honey Dijon salad dressing and then topped with a crust of crispy fried onions mixed with some shredded Monterey Jack, and everything's delivered, including the Monterey Jack and the spices. Bake for 20 minutes. It could not have been easier, actually. It gives you a whole new twist on many old familiar recipes that you've gotten tired of cooking in the usual ways. There's just no reason not to go with HelloFresh to check it out. You are going to love it, just like Patrice from Arlington does, just like I do. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Jump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What was the finest moment of Bernard Shaw's journalistic career? Reporting on shock and awe in Baghdad or asking Dukakis the kitty rape and murder question?
I'm voting for asking Dukakis the kitty rape and murder question.
78% say the kitty rape and murder question.
All right. 844-500-4242. By the way, go to our website today, HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, and you can get gift certificates, $200 gift certificates for $100 to the Nauset Beach Inn. It's the only lodging on the Cape Cod National Seashore. This is a hell of a deal. And you can also get, oh, we're sold out. Okay. It was a hell of a deal. Excuse me. You can still get $50 gift certificates to the Barley Neck Inn, which is right next door. If you bought the gift certificates, you were lucky enough to get them. Those are $50 gift certificates for just $25. It's a great place to eat on your way to the Nauset Beach Inn. By the way, and also check out a column by our newest employee here at the Howie Carr Radio Network, Emma Foley. She wrote on Mara Healey, the likely next governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and just how scary she is. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So this is a predictable story. DOJ will appeal judge's order to appoint special master to review records seized by FBI from Trump's Mar-a-Lago. This is the judge, this judge who's now being roundly criticized because she's 41 and she was appointed by Trump. She's a Cuban-American woman, by the way. So is this a racist attack by all the white legal experts on MSNBC and CNN? So they're appealing the order by this judge Eileen Cannon to allow a special master to review the records seized by the FBI. And these people are insane in the Justice Department. The government and public would suffer irreparable harm subject absent a stay. Absent a stay, they would suffer will we suffer irreparable harm? I rather doubt it. The government has already reviewed the classified records. So if the government has already reviewed the classified records, how is it going to suffer irreparable harm if they go back to Trump? If you really think he has nuclear secrets, which they've claimed in the Washington Post, these sources familiar with the blah, 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 sources familiar with the DNC talking points is what it boils down to. If you've if he had 18 months to sell these top secret national security documents, then what does it matter if he gets them back? This is just so absurd. They're just trying to keep Trump in the headlines. That's all this is. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm thinking of what the temperature is in here now and how much time I would be looking for if this were Switzerland. You know, sometimes they say, you know, when you commit a particularly atrocious crime, they throw on with aggravating something or other circumstances, some word that follows that. And if I keep it up to 73, do I just get charged with a regular sized felony? And if I go up over 75, does that make it an aggravating circumstance? How does this work? But remember, it's only to flatten the curve. It's only to flatten the curve. How many days are we into flattening the curve here in the U.S.? About 900 days, aren't we? 900 days to flatten the curve. The 15 days has now turned into 900 days. And they're still demanding that little kids in many urban public school systems wear the masks, even though there is no COVID and COVID doesn't hurt little kids to begin with. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Let's hear from President Ursula von der Leyen about flattening the curve. Listen, John Heinerocker and I were not making this up as much as it seems like it's the Babylon Bee. This is real. Cut 16.
And this is what is expensive, because in these peak demands, the expensive gas comes into the market. So what we have to do is flatten the curve and avoid the peak demands. We will propose a mandatory target for reducing electricity use at peak hours, and we will work very closely with the member states to achieve this.
I thought a target was something that you asked people to do, but she's talking about a mandatory target. 844-500-4242. You know, they always talk about how, President Trump and MAGA Republicans and ultra-MAGA Republicans and domestic terrorists are engaging in the kind of inflammatory, incendiary rhetoric that is causing violence across the country. Well, I'm just wondering what has happened to MSNBC and this guy, Rick Wilson. He's one of the guys from the Pedo Project, also known as the Lincoln Project, that is just always going after Trump or Glenn Youngkin. So this is what Rick Wilson said about Trump. Cut 23.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Does he get a visit from the Secret Service for saying that? I think he should, shouldn't he? Put a bullet into someone. Excuse me. Gesundheit. God bless me. I can't imagine anyone getting away with saying something like that if they were a Republican talking about a Democrat. No one should say that about anybody. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. A lot of this stuff is happening in Europe, and now it's going to affect the United States because we're going to have to take care of their energy needs is because of the war in Ukraine. And so we have to be all in on the Ukraine side. Did you see about this this honors at Disney World in Orlando last month, Taylor? The Department of Defense has annual warrior games at Disney World. And so they brought down John Stewart, and he awarded a Ukrainian military veteran named Ihor Halaska the Heart of the Team Award for inspiring his team with his personal example. And it's a rather weird picture that you see when John Stewart is giving the award to this Ukrainian. The guy's got a sleeve over his, I think, left arm. He doesn't look like he's wounded. He's not wounded or anything. He's just wearing a red sleeve over the arm. Do you know why he was wearing a red sleeve over his arm? Because he was wearing the Nazi tattoo, the Nazi Sonnenrand, because he's a member of the neo-Nazi Azov Battalion. And he was given this award by the Defense Department for the heart of the team, even though he's a neo-Nazi and he's got a Nazi tattoo on himself.
It doesn't do much to quell those Walt Disney was an anti-Semite rumors.
Well, Stewart triumphantly bellowed "Ihor" as he presented the Nazi with his trophy. By the way, John Stewart, reputed comedian, his real name is John Stewart Leibowitz. So this was a Jewish guy was presenting this award to a Nazi who had his Nazi tattoo covered up with a sleeve. Sorry about my sneezing. You know what? I need some Balance 7 because Balance 7 is good for this too. Hold on. Excuse me one more time. Thank you. 844-500-4242. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, Howie, nice to talk with you. I'm sitting in a parking lot in Fayetteville, Massachusetts, watching a windmill turning in the light breeze we had today. And listening to your previous caller, so let me give you a little introduction of myself. I've witnessed nuclear ships being refueled. I have done owner's representation for towns that were considering putting windmills in. And so I think I had a little bit of knowledge about all this stuff. A little while back, I read a report by a bunch of engineers about if we powered all the cars that exist in America today with solar energy, we would have to cover 75% of the landmass of America with solar panels. So it shows you how inefficient that is. As far as the windmills are concerned, it's probably the most expensive method of producing electrical energy that exists. The only answer, and this is my opinion, the only answer is if we powered this entire country with nuclear energy,
exactly,
we would have a problem.
I think that's what most people agree. I remember covering the anti-nuke demonstrations on the Common, in Seabrook, New Hampshire, and on the Boston Common. And there used to be this guy who would come there and he would yell. He would go, and he had a big sign that he carried around. He had a foreign accent. He'd go, "More nukes, less kooks. More nukes, less kooks." And he'd yell this for about 10 minutes. And then the crowd would turn on him and try to beat him up. And he'd have to run for the Park Street station. But, you know, that's what they're doing. That's what they have to do. I mean, nuclear power is the cleanest type of power there is. Germany is trying to reopen some of their power plants that they shut down. Japan had a problem during a typhoon, obviously, 20, 30 years ago. But now Japan is also realizing that they're too dependent on sources of energy from geopolitical foes. So they're going to be reopening nuclear power plants too. We have to do the same thing. It's insane what we've been doing. It makes no sense. Our leaders want to plunge us back into the medieval times. They want us to become a third world country again. Well, they're still jetting around, of course. 844-500-4242. Prince Charles is, he's now King Charles, he's a big green guy, but, he'll be flying around the world, always has been flying around the world on private jets, lecturing the rest of us, kind of like his son, quote unquote, Harry, and his bride, Meghan Markle. They Leonardo DiCaprio, all the beautiful people, they got their own private jets, but they want us turn down the thermostats, do away with gas stoves even. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Pete. 844-500-4242. I don't know if you've been following this story out of Nevada, but there was a reporter, apparently a pretty decent investigative reporter, done a lot of mob stories over the year and political corruption stories over the years. And he was stabbed to death outside of his home a few days ago. And they did an investigation, the police in Clark County, and they have arrested a guy who's an elected official, a Democrat. A Democrat murdered a reporter who...
I'm shocked.
...stabbed him to death while he was investigating Democrat corruption by this Democrat reporter. Have you heard about this story? I'll bet you haven't.
Well, I have. You won't hear Joe Biden getting up in front of a red light and denouncing it.
No. This is. But think of this as what would happen if a investigative reporter had been killed by a Republican office holder while he was investigating Republican corruption. So, and it's really interesting. I just had a little time this morning, so I just went down to a number of different media outlets. And the more far left a publication or outlet is, the further down they drop the reference to the fact that the perpetrator was a Democrat. So, for instance, Red State, National Review, those are conservative websites, semi anyway, National Review case. They mentioned the party affiliation in the headline and in the lead paragraph, the first paragraph. New York Times, headline, politician arrested, not Democrat politician arrested, party affiliation noted in the fifth graph. The Guardian, that's a rabidly left-wing publication in the UK. Local official. He could have been the dog catcher. He could have been the tree warden. In the seventh graph, he, quote, ran for office as a Democrat. They make it sound like he switched parties. Let's see here. The New York Post, Las Vegas County official, party affiliation, fifth graph. Rolling Stone, he was an elected official, not a Democrat official. So no one identified him as a Democrat in the headline, except for the conservative outlets. And some of them didn't even want to mention what he was. The AP story, Associated Press, that's the one that went out to most of the outlets. They called him an elected official in the headline. But I give him credit. They did mention his party affiliation in the second graph. 844-500-4242. Pete, another Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Howie, good to talk to you. You know, it's a shame what's going on in this country, but, you know, beyond that, they're talking about the lines in the electrical power, the grid in California. Some of these lines go back under the REA program with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, so it's almost 70 years old or better, all right? And you know what? Guess what? And you wonder why they have the fires out there. The U.S. Forest Service told them you have to manage the land and cut the undergrowth, and they wonder why they're having the fires. The other thing is, Howie, at the top of my list is Joe Biden's infrastructure bill is a total mega disaster, not MAGA, mega disaster, because it doesn't have a damn thing to do with building the infrastructure, the electrical grid, across this country. Meanwhile, people are building more homes, McMansions, and everything else, and it adds the load on the power grid, and here we go again. And all they can say is, we need more electric vehicles. Oh, yeah, that'll fix it.
No, they're obviously living in la-la land. They don't care. It's a religion, and they have to abide by the commandments of green energy. And one of them is, internal combustion engines are bad, but EVs are good. Even though, when you get right down to it with the batteries and what kind of minerals you have to put into the batteries and how you have to use electric power from somewhere, some source to recharge your batteries, probably the EVs are more destructive of the environment than the internal combustion engines are. Thanks for the call, Pete. 844-500-4242. As you know, MyPillow has a passion for helping our listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. Now MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. Guys, I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time only, you can save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that my slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede, plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off. That puts the price under $50 for the best slippers ever, my slippers. Call 800-658-4965 and use the radio promo code Howie. You can also go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Forget the myths that the media's created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
The Today Show totally avoided mentioning party affiliation of the domestic terrorist who murdered the reporter in Las Vegas. They described him as an official who lost his primary. Perhaps it was a Green Party primary or a Prohibition Party primary. It couldn't have been a Democrat Party. And this was in a piece that ran 2 minutes and 19 seconds, which on those fake news morning network, I don't know, they're not newscasts, that's for sure. Whatever you want to, fluffer extravaganzas.
At least he wasn't described as austere.
An austere religious scholar was stabbed to death, a reporter.
No, took aim with a knife.
Oh, a knife.
He was
killed.
An unarmed man with a knife.
A knife killed a reporter. The knife was in possession of an official who had recently lost a primary. Okay, I got it. 844-500-4242. By the way, this is not, we have climate religion, but there is a group of people who are still in to the cult of COVID. And one of them is Mara Gay from the New York Times. This is on MSNBC, and she makes the pitch for continuing to observe the sacraments of the panic porn that has just ended recently in most jurisdictions. Cut 20.
Masking remains an act of solidarity and respect for vulnerable people. That includes people with disabilities, with chronic conditions like asthma, as well as for hard-hit communities like Native and Black communities, especially Hispanic communities that have been hit especially hard by this virus. So we need more urgency around treatment for long COVID. We need more urgency around respect for vulnerable communities. And it just doesn't cost me that much to put on a mask for someone else.
How about an armband? Can I put on an armband instead of a mask as my act of solidarity and respect? How about, do you have to genuflect when you go by a dispenser of the hand sanitizer? Do you have to bless yourself? It's a religion. I don't know what else to say. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Good afternoon, Howie. Calling from Vermont, where the state government has just figured out that if people start buying electric vehicles, they're going to lose out on perhaps a third of the income from the gasoline tax. So they are next year going to be floating an idea to charge people who own electric vehicles a per-mile charge.
Yeah, right. They've been floating that in a lot of states. I think they've actually done that in a couple of West Coast areas, haven't they, Dave?
I don't know if they've actually been implemented, and of course here the idea is the implementation. You sign the bill without knowing what's in the bill,
right.
And 2 years later you find out that you're screwed.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. I mean, remember they told everybody in Massachusetts, because we have the bottle bill like Vermont and like many other states, they kept telling people don't drink soft drinks. It's bad for you. Stop drinking the soft drinks. So everybody stopped drinking. Everybody took the advice, the health advice, and they started drinking bottled water. So they said, wait, we're not getting as much money from the deposits that aren't returned to steedage. The state takes anything that's not reclaimed. And so they said, well, let's put a deposit on the regular uncarbonated drinks, because we need the money. So wait, they wanted you to quit using carbonated drinks. They want you to quit using gasoline, but then they're going to put a tax on the replacements, whether it's just water or it's EVs, mileage. I'm Howie Carr.